From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. and China said Sunday they have agreed to back away from imposing tough new tariffs on each other's exports. The announcement came a day after reaching an agreement calling for China to buy more American goods to substantially reduce the huge U.S. trade deficit with China. The Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News that the world's two biggest economic powers, quote, have made very meaningful progress and we agreed on a framework to resolve trade issues. In a 20-minute long telephone conversation this weekend, South Korean President Moon Jae-in and President Trump talked about how to deal with North Korea and the roadblocks North Korea has placed in the face of what could be historic talks between Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore. Prosecutors in the southwestern state of Texas have charged a 17-year-old with murder. They say he shot and killed 8 students and 2 teachers on Friday in the town of Santa Fe. More than a dozen people were hurt, including a school police officer who was one of the first to confront the suspect. On ABC News on Sunday, the lieutenant governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, said shootings happen because life has been devalued in America.
Whether it's through abortion, whether it's the breakup of families, through violent movies, and particularly violent video games, which now outsell movies and music. Psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that students are desensitized to violence.
On Friday, President Trump promised to get guns out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others. This is VOA News. The Reuters